Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 51 of Roll Law, Time After Time, where we discuss some federal and New York law that affects these automatic renewal contracts you may find yourself involved with. Before we get into the main course, here's a little amuse-bouche advice from your humble podcaster. Do not enter into these kinds of arrangements. Do not, whenever the option is available, have anything deducted from your bank account or charged to your credit card automatically. Because it can be one hell of a pain in the ass to cancel after whatever product or service you are getting, you're not getting anymore. My clients had problems with this, and so did I. And when a well-known financial publication kept charging my credit card against my wishes and against my instructions, I finally had a call in the Amex Cavalry to save the day. Let's look at the federal law first, the Federal Trade Commission ROSCA law. That stands for Restore Online Shoppers' Confidence Act. The feds must have a department that comes up with its ridiculous names. Anyway, this restricts charging customers for online transactions and situations where you have to affirmatively do something to cancel or you are automatically renewed unless certain disclosures are clearly made prior to obtaining consumer billing information. Also, it has to be easy to cancel future recurring charges. If a merchant violates this act, it is treated as a deceptive trade practice and may be enforced and punished accordingly. Now, you often see these kind of renewal deals in free trial offers, subscriptions, automatic shipments, like you can see on Amazon and other online merchants and other similar situations. Some of you listeners may be old enough to remember the CD subscription deals from Columbia House, or whatever the hell it was called, where you get a crap load of CDs cheap up front, but then they send you one or two every month unless you affirmatively send in a card and opt out. Okay, since many of my listeners are in New York, let's take a look at the current law, which went into effect February 2021. Existing automatic renewal laws may be found in the General Obligations Law of New York, and they remain in effect. The new law is an addition. The old law dealt with contracts lasting more than a month that dealt with service, maintenance, or repair of personal or real property. You might, for example, have a deal with a landscaping company. That is automatic until you cancel, and believe me, it ain't always easy to tell those mowers and blowers to quit raking you over the coals and cancel the bills once they've stopped raking your lawn. Under the former law, vendors had to send a prior notice of renewal between 15 to 30 days before the renewal, obviously, if they sought to automatically renew the contract, so you had time to tell them to get lost. It was my experience in my practice that more than a few times, vendors might have forgotten to do so. The old law applied to B2B and B2C contracts. The new stuff, only to consumer contracts. It has also expanded these automatic renewal laws to subscriptions and purchasing agreements, regardless of their nature. By the way, it's free to subscribe to Roll Law, and I strongly suggest you do that at the end of this podcast. Of course, banks are exempt, as is the New York Department of Financial Services from the law, because you are often making mortgage payments or tax payments automatically. A consumer must affirmatively consent to automatic payments. The terms for cancellation must be clearly presented And among other cancellation options, there must be a web-based option. If you are the legal eagle type, check out General Obligations Law 509-3. Okay, if you would like to renew your business or real estate enterprise success with some nice financing, listen to the following important message. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application, low doc, and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free, and the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.